Orlando. We just came back from upstate New York. You know, you look over your shoulder and we're coming there, or we just left, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, this is good.
How you doing?
Well, I'm good. So I see that Danny Chauncey left.
Yeah, that was over a year ago. Yeah.
Well, we got to see him play the last two times with you, and he did a great job. He was always a good player.
Yeah, you know, it's just, he's lived out of a suitcase 30 years, you know. People they want to move on, do something. But for me, it's like a prisoner of rock and roll, you know.
Well, let's get down to it. Let's get down to it. And, you know, we're going to be there. If you could put me on the guest list, man, that would be great. Sure. Yeah. Otherwise, I can ask John Packer. But we can't miss the show.
Yeah, just remind me again. Hook me up. Every time I'm running around doing. I'm going crazy, man. Trying to make it all happen. But remind me again. I'll definitely get you.
You bet. Can't wait for the show. Here we go. Okay. Here we go. Right. 3, 2, 1. 105.7 KOZZ Reno's Classic Rock. It's our old buddy Don Barnes from 38 Special. How are you, Don?
Hey, how's everybody out west today?
Now you're back in Atlanta, getting ready to come out here, and you got all kinds of shows lined up. Had a little bit of time off and got the machine up and running.
Well, we still do 100 cities a year. Can you believe that?
Wow.
People still want to hear their songs. It's a great job to bring that kind of joy to people. And, you know, you see instant reaction. People are singing along. It's a big celebration. You know, everybody has a good time. And a lot of hits. We were very fortunate over the years to have a lot of hits.
Yes.
We unfold that history, Max. You know how it goes. We unfold it and just take a for a ride. So glad to be there.
Now, it all starts back in Jacksonville. And you guys, I think to a lot of people, first came across 38 Special was kind of like Son of Skinnerd with Donnie Van Zandt being in the band. You and Donnie started the band. And of course, Ronnie. Here's the thing. You play on Friday night. Skinnerd plays on Saturday night. It's a Southern rock explosion.
Yeah, the gangs are coming to town. You got to be careful.
Now, one of my favorite 38 Special stories, you guys had a rehearsal place. It was an old auto parts warehouse out in the sticks.
Yeah. You know, back then, you practice in somebody's garage, you get the cops called on you, you know.
Yeah.
So we had to find these little shacks that you rent for $50 a month. No running water, just electricity, you know. But it was a dilapidated place out there in the north part of Jacksonville, Florida. And we all had day jobs, and we'd convene at night and throw in some gas money and get out there and try to hammer out something of a future for ourselves and be somebody, you know. So we were out there for about 2 or 3 months and rehearsing. And of course, the sound level, the decibel level inside that building is pretty rattling the windows. You know, we had fortified the doors and the windows and everything. The front door looked like a vault door after we were done with it. It was rebar and 2x4s and all kinds of things. So we had a big tractor chain that went through the cinder block and a big lock on it. And as irresponsible as we were, we lost the key to the lock.
That's right.
So we climb up this old dilapidated drain pipe of gutter up to the top window and push the window open. It was on hinges. It looked like it was boarded up. But we go down there and rehearse. This place, I mean, the roof leaked, and all the equipment was up on grocery store pallets because the floor would be flooded, you know.
Yeah.
So anyway, we were in there for a few months and then banging around, and then I guess the constables and the cops from around the area decided to make a raid on that place. They thought it was some wild parties or something going on in the middle of the woods out there. So we stopped the song, and we could hear them yelling through bullhorns, banging on the front door. They were trying to raid the place, come out with your hands up, that kind of thing. And we yelled through the door that we didn't have a key to the lock. We'd have to climb out that upper window, you know.
Yeah.
One of the cops said, like, it was old West days or something. He was going to shoot the lock off. He had a 38 Special was going to do the talking for him, you know.
That's where the band's name comes from.
Yeah, it's a pretty funny story. We didn't have a name for the band at the time. We had a club gig there, the first one in Gainesville, Florida. We thought it was a funny story. We'll call it 38 Special for now. We'll just come up with something a little bit later on. Yeah. And we never did, Max.
one of those
things, it stuck, you know.
You know, you guys were on A&M Records, which was very artist-driven. driven record company started by Herb Alpert and Al Mossman. And out of basically out of their garage, they were selling Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass Records and doing it themselves.
Yeah, Jerry Moss. Yeah,
And you know what? They were just really driven towards the artist. And you know, even though you guys shared the label with big names like Styx and the Police, 38 Special was always a priority because, like I say, you guys had so many hits.
Well, they were very artist-oriented. We were kind of courted from several other companies, CBS, Epic, and Capitol, but we liked them. We went with them because they were willing to stay with us. Because groups sometimes you get a pretty big ego at first, and you get a record deal, and you think, "Oh, I'm gonna bust the world wide open here." But we realized we were still at the early stages, and we probably needed a little bit of artist development, that kind of thing. So we went with them, and they were very instrumental and being patient with us, and the first couple of albums went right over the cliff. So we were kind of stuck in a situation where we almost lost the record deal, but they had faith in us. And so the third album had Rockin' Into the Night, which opened the door a little bit at radio, not nationwide, but it did crack the door a bit. And then the next album was Wild Eyed Southern Boys with Hold On Loosely. That busted the world, the door open there. So we were off and running that time. A lot of people think that was our first album. That was our fourth album.
Yeah.
But that's how much conviction and testament to just fortitude you have to stay in there and stick it out, pick yourself up. And, with failure, you learn from it and you try again. But weaker men wouldn't have lasted that long, Max.
Don, always a pleasure, man. I know I'm going to be there. Can't wait. Friday night, next Friday, the 13th, at Harris, South Lake Tahoe, the legendary South Shore Room, always a great place to see a show. And 38 Special, man, you, like I say, song, hit. It's just a great night. And get your tickets at KOZZRadio.com for 38 Special at Harris Lake Tahoe.
Yeah, everybody make it out. We're going to have a large time. We unfold that history, and everybody's singing along. It's just really a great time. So we look forward to it. Thanks a lot, Max.